Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Redmen TV. The January transfer window is open and the rumour mill has cranked up into probably, let's say, second gear at this point. Luis Diaz, currently of FC Porto, who of course Liverpool will know well from our two games against them earlier on in the Champions League group stages, is being linked with a move this January to Liverpool. We're going to go into the story a little bit. Stee is going to be delving into his stats and having a look a bit more depth and detail as to how he might fit into the current Liverpool setup, both statistically and tactically. That'll be streaming over on Redmen Plus a little later this afternoon. I'll give you a bit more info on that later on in the show. But if you've got thoughts on this, is this the kind of player that Liverpool should be targeting? What do you think he would be bringing? What kind of level do you think he's at by comparison to what Liverpool have already got? Any of those thoughts, anything you want me to discuss or questions you want to ask, use the live comments alongside the video and I'll get through some of them a little bit later on as well. But this is a story that's kind of really gathered pace since last night, to the point where it's the only thing that people are really talking about in the Liverpool thing, because we've gotten bored of shouting and shutting down Arsenal fans for having the game postponed on Thursday. It's happened. Arsenal fans, Liverpool have basically got no training ground at the moment. There's a massive COVID outbreak. It's the rules, in a nutshell. So we got this to team talk. Now, what I would point out to everyone is, you know, to be careful with this, and I'll explain it. So team talk are covering it. There's something on the Sky Sports Paper Talk roundup. It's ever at the moment. Luis Diaz to Liverpool. Now, apparently this came from a Spanish Twitter spaces last night, where a Spanish journalist was talking about this as a possibility. I'll come to that as well. But team talk are saying paper talk, deal done. And it is always a great indicator for the quality of a transfer rumor when the it's made to look like it's a quotation, but it's not, because they haven't used full quotation marks. Deal done for Liverpool as Edwards finally lands exciting Salah Mane backup. I mean, and that's obviously very much a title set to grab clicks on News Now, without a shadow of a doubt, and God knows we do that too, so that's why we can smell our own. So there's that, and Ojogo, which actually very briefly I thought might have been a Diogo Jota song. I tweeted, news in England, Liverpool moves forward with $72 million by Luis Diaz, and that's been retweeted by Carlos Alemán, who's been talking about it, and there's also a tweet from Pedro Almeida, who is a Portuguese insider specialised in transfers, apparently, and he has done a Colombian flag and a red thing, which literally could mean absolutely anything. But we're choosing to think it means something to do with Luis Diaz coming to Liverpool. The best quality of information about this so far comes from this tweet from Pipe Sierra, possibly Pipe Sierra, Periodista Deportivo de Win Sports TV. And the original thing here, which I've wonderfully translated by Google Translate, at the moment there is nothing advanced between Liverpool and FC Porto by Luis Diaz, brackets 24, presumably meaning his age, not that he's the 24th Luis Diaz. The Colombian would love to play in the Premier League. The Reds are the most interested team, but there is no offer yet. The buyout clause is 80 million euros, but could be negotiated for less. Obviously, that came out at 2 o'clock in the morning, obviously, because of time zones. But that is the thing that's gotten people a lot excited. Now, why I said you need to be careful about this, because this is being sort of picked up and ran with on a number of sources. All of the English-based sources for this are all claiming that it comes from the Sun newspaper, which obviously no Liverpool fan, and let's face it, no decent human being should go anywhere near. But they are what they are. They're a clickbait machine. So they've picked up the grain of this story and then added a few little bells and whistles, and then ultimately that's kind of how this thing works, is that the story then branches out and blows out from there. So it looks like it's the Sun thing, but actually beneath the surface of that, there is a little bit of this, because if this was literally just coming from there, we would not be discussing it at all, because it would be complete and utter bollocks. And it might yet prove to be, of course, but there is a little bit more to it beneath, again, when you scratch beneath the surface. Does it mean it's happening right now? I don't honestly know, and I would be surprised, because it'd be quite surprising to see Liverpool just go big in the January transfer window out of nowhere. But we do know that Jurgen Klopp said a couple of weeks ago, like, January transfer windows are not really their thing, but Virgil being an example of, if you've got a player that you wanted the previous summer, or there's a player available that you want next summer and you can get them in January, then you get them. We know that Liverpool tried to get Ibrahima Konate in early last January, weren't able to, so then basically sorted a deal out for temporary centre-halves in Kabak and Davies to cover a shortfall, knowing that they were going to get the man that they genuinely wanted in the summer, which I think is often Liverpool's modus operandi. Spent bank and Klopp's, to be fair. Klopp prefers to have a guy in at the start of a summer transfer window where he's got time to focus and get them up to speed. Again, exactly how we saw with Konate. I remember seeing it with Genie Wijnaldum back in the day. We've had some real success in doing that. Where we've seen players often struggle is when they've come in at the back end of the window and it's taken them a little bit longer to get up to speed. Oxlade-Chamberlain, Thiago Alcantara. Completely trampling on that point, of course, is Diogo Jota, who was just magnificent from when he started. Let me know your thoughts on the Luis Diaz stuff. Does he fit for us? This is Anfield. Have done a really good article, actually, just on all we know in their quotations there from Jack Lusby about the pursuit of the Porto winger. Obviously, we know that Marco Grujic is over there already. Diogo Jota, we know, has spent time at Porto in the past as well. And it's said, if reported to believe Jota could be joined at Anfield by another Drago in Diaz, who claims the Reds are seeking a deal for the winger that could be worth anywhere between £50 million and £67 million. And then, as mentioned there, the reports are mainly from Portugal and Diaz's native Colombia. Most recently, for example, Records have claimed that there are very concrete possibilities for the 24-year-old to move in the January transfer window. They say Liverpool is the most likely option, with any sale breaking Porto's club record. Journalists in Colombia have regularly named Diaz as a target for Liverpool, but there have been few, if any, reliable sources on Merseyside corroborating this information. I'll have a quick click through to that Record link now, just to check it, just to corroborate what this is Anfield report, which I know will be spot on, because Matt Ladson and this is Anfield are, and of course Jack Lusby are very good at doing their digging on the transfer stuff. It's something I know is a big thing for this is Anfield. So we have it here. We've got it in Portuguese. I'm going to see if I can translate that, because that is also... Because Luis Diaz, Luquethe, Liverpool. Yeah, that's... I mean, any natural Portuguese? No, Spanish? Portuguese. Yeah, look at that. That looks like... No, Posibilidades. I don't know if that's Portuguese. I should have known that better. I will translate that. Encaixe Record. That looks... Portuguese, right? Let's say it's Portuguese, and I will find a way to translate that for you momentarily. This is the point about this. Now, what this could be is a little bit of clickbait from abroad being hoovered up massively by local English Northwest and you know, clickbaity kind of sites, and just doing it for clicks. What this also could be is some with a little bit of it. This could be the first step towards a transfer, the very early rumblings of something, or again, it could be absolute noise. It's a little bit too early to tell, but we'll see. Okay, so I've got the translation here on record.pt. Yeah, that should have told me where it was from, to be honest. Luis Diaz goes crazy Liverpool. Reds on top of the Colombian. Ooh, with Man United and Newcastle also on the lookout. Departure in January may be worth a record slot. That sounds filthy, doesn't it? All sounds filthy. And then I'm not going to sign up to a record premium to give you more information on that. If anyone wants to do that, by all means. But it does say there are very concrete possibilities for the 25-year-old Colombian striker to leave by the end of this market window. So yeah, that's what we know on Luis Diaz so far. Just in terms of a headline, look at his stats and whatever, there's a really good tweet about 23 Sport who've compared his stats from 1920 and 2021 with his current ones from 21-22. We're going to be having a little bit of a closer look at that over on Redmen Plus with Steve very shortly. And again, in terms of his transfer mark stuff, 24 years old, 14 goals in 24 appearances so far this season, and playing from that left-hand side. And another just note as well, just has been breaking as we were preparing for this, there has been a COVID outbreak at Manchester City as well as we were in prep for this, with a mass number of people. I believe it's 7 first-teamers and 14 of the coaching staff have all returned positive tests, which, I mean, what this should do is theoretically end all the conspiracy theories about, like, because I've seen loads of people going yesterday, oh, Klopp's been talking about vaccinations and all his team have got it, and Pep Guardiola hasn't, and they haven't. Well, that's put that to bed. I'm sure those people will go back and delete all those comments and apologise. And anyone thinking it's a conspiracy theory, like that Man City is somehow rigging it. That being said, if you were going to get a COVID outbreak where they don't have to play in the semi-finals of the League Cup and they've got a piss-easy win against Swindon lined up on Friday night, which is by the moment, at the moment, looks like it's going to go ahead for them. But just thought it was an interesting note and we'll keep an eye on that. I mean, not because it's anything really to do with us, but it will be fascinating to see from a Liverpool perspective if a COVID outbreak, which has obviously damaged Liverpool's title chances, missing senior players for Tottenham Hotspur, missing senior players for the Leicester game, and then ultimately for Chelsea as well, and how much of that will have a knock-on impact to Man City's fortunes. And the answer is probably minimal, because they're Man City, they've got loads of money, and therefore a really deep and well-groomed squad. But yes, I'll get to some comments and stuff now. We have got a super chat in from Connor McMullen. Thank you so much, Connor. Liverpool don't buy players, we just link with them. Awful, we need a striker. I'd have, at this point, it's funny because we've seen the Coutinho rumours of him moving to Aston Villa, and whenever I've seen Liverpool link with Coutinho over the last couple of years, it's been like, nah, sorry, it's his fault, he's had his chance, he screwed Liverpool over in a huge way. But there was also a little part of me that said, if you could get Felipe Coutinho on loan for the rest of January, and bear in mind he'd have to be fit, and I don't know what his fitness record's been like, I think it's been pretty bad since he's left, but if you told me I could just have Coutinho on loan for the rest of this month and maybe into February while the AFCON's going on, yeah, I'd take it. I just would. And I would, and I don't get me wrong, I'd make him do a tunnel of death at the AXA training centre. I don't know whether that's a scoutism, but if you failed at something like heads and volleys or whatever, that might be a scoutism as well. A football game on the schoolyard, and then you had to, all your mates lined up against the wall, facing the wall, and you had to crawl in front of them and they just kicked you. It was called a tunnel of death. Brutal when you think about it. But yes, I think only a fair treatment of Phil Coutinho. But to the point on this, I think Liverpool need to go and buy another lad for the front three, because Minamino might turn out to be great, but it doesn't look like he's going to become that before we need that to happen. So we'll need that to happen when we either move Mane or Firmino or Salah on, and we'll need, you know, guys to step up to that like Jota has done. I don't want a world where they go and Minamino has to step up. You want someone a la Jota who proves himself worthy before that point and is already usurping those guys in the side. So I think we need to get someone if that's possible, and if we can do it in January, because it will aid us. Particularly because of the COVID thing, particularly because at any point now, between now and the end of the season, Salah, Mane and Jota, who I think I don't think either of them, any of them, have had it in the last couple of months. Certainly, could just miss a massive game week, and a 7-day period could mean like a huge Champions League game and a huge league game or a huge cup game or the League Cup final or you know the League Cup second leg, whatever. I think this is one of those rare seasons where Liverpool might leave themselves with too many players in the squad because they have got a full squad at the moment. But yeah, and maybe not a striker. I think the idea that Liverpool need a striker is a bit just a striker because in my head, a striker is a guy who plays centre-forward and only centre-forward. I don't think Liverpool need that. They need another Diogo Jota or another Sadio Mane is what they need. Someone who can play, definitely someone who can play from the left, but also actually we also need someone who can understudy Mo Salah as well. You see the Jarrod Bowen links and that makes perfect sense. Someone who can cut in from the right. Now that could be Harvey Elliott. We don't really know because we've not seen enough from this season. And it obviously slightly longer term, it could be Kate Gordon. So it leads me to believe probably that Mane upgrade, because if Jota's now our preferred number nine, and I thought he was the guy who was going to upgrade Mane, but at the moment he's upgrading on Firmino, so we then need to go back into the market. Luis Diaz looks like he would fit the model for what we're looking for here. It's a potentially very, that could be a very, very good move for Liverpool. Anyone who's watched the YouTube highlight reels, which I'm sure most people have in the last sort of 12 hours or so, well, no, he's got a lot of the qualities that I think we recognise as being very Liverpool-like qualities. He's a battler, and he's a bit rough, but he's also got great skill, great pace, and clearly a great eye for goal as well. So yeah, that would be definitely one that I think would work very much. For it. Now, I asked the question in our Club Legend Discord chat. If you're a Club Legend subscriber or to Red Men Plus, you get access to the Discord, and we try to involve them as much as possible in live shows. I did ask the question, what do you guys think of him as an option? CZ Red here saying, good option to cover for Mane, but 60 mil is a whole lot of money. Interesting as well that Transfermarkt has his position most commonly as left mid. I know he is a forward, but maybe he's a better option as an attacking midfielder. That is an interesting one. Jith saying he seems to have the numbers we associate with a Liverpool winger. He's the right age too. Absolutely, I think they're very, really, really spot on points. To be fair, Scott T said he's good mate who supports Porto. He's got a good mate who supports Porto. Who's crapping his pants about the rumours. Just doubt it'll come to anything. But he does look like a Liverpool winger. And Jith says it's a great point and an off made point that I enjoy about these things. The other thing is if they're willing to spend 60 million, then he must be brilliant. Yeah, if and it's a big if, of course, at this point, Liverpool, we're prepared to do that. They don't spend money unless they feel it's as close to a sure thing as possible. So yeah, if it does happen, I would be very excited about it. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. It does have a very Alex Teixeira vibe. I don't know if anyone remembers that from a few years ago, where it was one where very strongly linked with Liverpool. In fact, he even got interviewed saying that he'd be made up for it, and I think he ends up in China eventually, doesn't he? He might even still be there. But the Newcastle links are funny because Newcastle are going to be linked to absolutely everyone. And that's one where if he's angling for a move and Liverpool maybe don't get the ball rolling, if he's someone Liverpool wants, the issue they've got all of a sudden is that if he's getting itchy feet and he wants to move, Newcastle have got that financial clout all of a sudden to go in and start nicking like sort of fringe interest signings from top football clubs. So yeah, that's definitely a possibility. But listen, thank you so much everyone who's joined me here on the live show. We have got, as mentioned, the special show coming up on Redmen Plus. If you want to go deeper into all of this, Stee is going to be live a little bit later on over on Redmen Plus, doing how Luis Diaz would fit in at Liverpool, having a little look at his stats, where he's been playing, his numbers and all those kind of things, and whether he is actually a Liverpool caliber player. Of course, you can never know until they play for us, but I think I kind of what Jith was saying there, there's some really key indicators that you can see, you know, when you look back at the likes of Jota and Mane and Salah, there are some really obvious pointers that say, I can understand why that would be a Liverpool type signing. So yeah, if you want more on the Luis Diaz thing and how that might work out for the Mighty Reds, then do head over to Redmen Plus. That is on the RedmenTV.com. It's our Liverpool streaming service. Obviously, there's no matches going on and we still don't know what was going on with Shrewsbury, but we've got tons of content regardless for you. Just going through, obviously, we've got the Luis Diaz thing coming up later today. And obviously, I've just done this as well. The sports science in effect at Liverpool. So Chris Pajak, the stat show, sat down with Cy Brundish this week. week to give a little bit of an insight into how the physical side of football works, and you know, and understanding whether players are injury prone or not. That show is fascinating. If you like to go deeper into the science and the numbers behind football, we've got you covered massively with that show this season. There's also a very cool little clip as well. Steve sat down with Steve McMahon and Ronnie Whelan, heroes of the Liverpool side in the 80s and early 90s, to talk about why Liverpool needs to win more trophies. There's also loads of stuff. I did Transfer Insight with Neil Jones from Goal.com, talking about the COVID outbreak, Haaland, potential summer transfers as well. Really interesting stuff there. So again, we've got you covered from all angles, really, is what I'm trying to say. So if you need more Liverpool content in depth and detail, or you want to get closer to the Liverpool culture and understand more about this wonderful football club, whether it's looking at the history, whether it's looking at lots of different factors that go on around it, you know, fan groups and songs and the murals and all this kind of stuff. We've got some amazing features lined up for it, including an in-depth look at all of the murals around the Anfield area, which is going to be streaming at the end of this month as well. So yes, head over to redmentv.com, create an account, join as a club captain, and if you join as a club legend, you also get your name at the end of these YouTube videos like you're about to see in a second. Ta-da. Hope you enjoyed the video, and if you want more from us, consider joining Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service. Like Netflix for Liverpool fans, fantastic documentaries, interviews, features, and learn more about the culture of the club, as well as bonus Red Men shows as well. And if you join as a club legend, you get your name there, the redmentv.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.